The boys would wear shorts and nothing else in the warm sun while they played softball. Nearly every one of them had at least one scar. Some men had two, three, or even four scars on their chest, back, arms, or legs. And keep in mind, he concluded, that at Capron, I was looking only at the men who were not seriously wounded. There was another reminder of the price that E Company and the others had paid to get to where they were. On June 5th, at 2200 hours, the men celebrated the first anniversary of their jump into Normandy. Webster was struck by the contrast. A year earlier, at 2200 hours, my heart was beating like Jean Krupa's drum and my stomach was tied up and very empty. Now I am sitting in a cozy house in the Austrian Alps. I have a tall glass of iced tea and gin in one hand, my pen in the other. A lot of boys who took off from that Devonshire airport are dead, buried in lovely cemeteries in Sainte-Mère-Église, Zon, and in Belgium. But I'm still here and very thankful for it, and tonight we shall remember them in a way they would have thought most fitting, by having a wild, noisy party. The officers, too, were having an ongoing party. Spears had snatched a couple of cases of fine brandy, which he enjoyed in his living quarters with a beautiful Polish DP, and her small child. Colonel Sink gave some memorable parties at his HQ, the Hotel Zell. One night he invited all 506 officers to meet General Taylor and his staff. It was a bash. Colonel Strayer, who, according to Lieutenant Foley, could put away quite a bit of liquor, got a little rambunctious. He got into a fist fight with a general. Lieutenant Foley and a couple of others got a bright idea. They went to the parking lot and siphoned most of the gas from General Taylor's Mercedes. It had belonged to Hitler. They thought it would be very funny when it ran out of gas on his way back to Berchtesgaden in the middle of the night. The next morning, Sunday, Colonel Sink ordered a special officer's call. They assembled outside the hotel. Sink laid into them. He said their behavior was disgraceful. He touched especially on the brawling and on the practical joke. He had just gotten off the phone with General Taylor, whose car had run out of gas, and who had sat there for hours while his driver searched for a jerry can. Foley, who did not confess, reported that Sink didn't give a damn whether enlisted men stopped and listened. He was angry and he didn't care who heard him give every one of us hell, spelled H-E-L-L. Sink never stayed mad long. A week later, he laid on a huge 4th of July celebration. But on the 4th, it rained, and again on the 5th. Never mind, the 6th was a beautiful day, and the celebration began.